Paul is searching. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Paul is searching. Interesting how we can look at the Bible and we can see the New Testament and see the activities of the various people who are going about doing things on behalf of the Christian faith. And we meet Paul, and Paul is a nice guy. He is a Roman citizen. He was a Roman centurion. He was working for the government, trying to stop Jesus, or capture Jesus, or whatever. And he had been in school. He's an educated man. He could write, he could read, and he could speak well. And so, after his experience with Jesus, searching for him, and then Jesus was crucified, and Paul had nothing more to do, so he was going on his way home, on his way to Damascus. And on the road, he and his companion were driving along in their beautiful horses, and all of a sudden, Paul felt a flash of light. Now, whether his companion saw it or not, we don't know, but we are led to believe he did. But Paul saw this light. And this light in Paul's mind and in his heart said to Paul, "Paul, why do you persecute me? I mean, what have I done to you? Why do you persecute me?" And this seemed to be a very dramatic experience for Paul. In fact, it blinded him, and his associate had to help him back on his horse, and he couldn't see for some time. And the words kept coming to him, "Why did you crucify me? Why are you against me?" And then apparently, Paul had another class. And the class was the class of being one with Jesus and tuning in to Jesus and saying, "Okay, Jesus, what do you teach?" And Jesus taught Paul in this mental environment all about positive thinking, positive living, positive attitudes, belief in the presence of God in every man and as every man. And Paul was thinking, "Gee, this is great." So Paul immediately went out and started teaching this stuff. And the first people he tried to teach it to were Peter and his crew. And Peter and his crew says, "That's not what Jesus said. Jesus, you know, had problems. Jesus had couldn't do this and Jesus couldn't do that." Paul said, "Well, Jesus did everything. And he could." And so Peter and Paul agreed to disagree. And Peter kept the homeland, and Paul took off for distant ports. And he went around carrying the message of the positive thinking, positive living, positive attitude. And he tried to be as positive as the voice in him told him to do it. And it was very difficult for him to do that because the people weren't buying. The people were used to having the Romans be so rough on them, and the Romans coming down on them and not letting them do things and not letting them think even. And so they were just a little afraid of this Paulinian philosophy. And as they heard more of it, they became more fearful. It's like many of the New Thought churches today. They go out and teach the New Thought philosophy that they are God and all God is all, and they should live according to what they believe in their heart. And this doesn't draw the crowd. What draws the crowd is Jesus. And so they revert back to Jesus, and especially on the cross, and Jesus as a resurrection, and Jesus as dying for sinners, and Jesus as all these things, and that is what seemed to draw the crowd. Well, Paul didn't take long to realize that that was what it was. And so Paul knew nothing of the experiences of Jesus, except that he had been chasing him. He knew nothing of the teachings of Jesus. So he had to go direct to the source within himself and find what the divine within himself said. And so he started bringing up Jesus. He started bringing up the man. He started bringing up the worship of the Jesus. And he started bringing, but he did it with some beautiful, beautiful writing. He was a great poet. He was a great writer. And as he wrote these things, it was really a journey of Paul within Paul. He was searching within himself. And he was looking for the divine within himself, and as he looked for the divine within himself, he kept running into snags in the outer world, because the outer world wasn't living up to what he was learning inside of himself. And it made a great conflict for him. In fact, he was thrown in prison, and many other things happened to him. And the Christians, who were trying to live up to the teachings of Jesus as they knew it, and you can be sure they didn't know it either, because there were no books. It was 50 years after the crucifixion that any books were written about Jesus. And the few people who knew him closely, the disciples, were inactive. They weren't telling anything. They weren't telling anybody about it because they didn't want to get crucified also, you know. And so they were being mum about this thing. And it was only Paul who had this rather dramatic experience in his life, who went out and tried to carry the message of Jesus, but he didn't know the message of Jesus. Nobody knew it. And so we find in the Bible the writings of Paul somewhat contrary to the later writings that people write about what the Gospels are and what the disciples theoretically had said and done. And it's all theory. But we do have a few words from Jesus that people remembered very well. And these few words, so long as they're consistent and so long as Paul was consistent with them, then everything went beautiful. But when he was inconsistent with them, then things fell apart. But Paul was searching in himself, and he was searching the world around him. He was looking to see where the world was reflecting what he was looking for within him. And he found it very difficult. Paul had a number of hang-ups, and he was a little bit crippled, and he had a thing against women, and he didn't think women were too cool. And, of course, that's rather stupid. That was his game. So you can be sure that where Mary is mentioned in the Paulinian writings, she's not put on too high a pedestal. And Mary Magdalene also, where Paul heard about her every time he came back to Jerusalem, she was not on a very high pedestal. And Paul was articulate, and he was a writer, and he wrote well, and he wrote beautiful, and he wrote poetically. And these were things that the people liked very much. Now, it's not that he wrote in his day. It's that he talked what he wrote. And he wrote what he talked. He wrote these things down that he talked. He gave lectures. And he gave around talking to the churches of this and that and the other thing. And these people were founded as churches only on his teaching, only on his philosophy. And so many of them, can you see how Muslims, with their attitude toward women, this comes directly out of the Paulinian teachings. It comes directly out of that philosophy, and fortunately the Christians didn't grab into it, because in the Muslim teachings, the men are prominent, And in the Christian teachings, the women are prominent. Men may be the leaders, they may be the ones who go around talking about it, but the women are the ones who did the living and sharing of it, and perhaps a lot more talking than we know, especially to their children. And Paul couldn't quite get with that. And so all the hang-ups we have in the Christian religion, the Muslim religion, and others, these come out of the Pauline teachings. They come out of that in a very unhappy and a very sorrowful way, but it doesn't need to bother you, because all you need to do is to say, what did he say? And he said, go within, go within, go within. Where did Paul go?
Within.
He went within. Paul was very dramatic. Paul had a very dramatic experience, and that, of course, made it all the more interesting. And Paul, you can be sure, most writers, if not all writers, are good storytellers. And they all ad-lib about whatever happened. And they not only tell what happened, but they tell the little drama. They got to get a little bit of action in there to make it exciting for the people, because who's going to listen to just straight prose? You know, who's going to listen to straight
philosophy,
yeah, and psychology and stuff like that, unless it's interesting. As you well know, when a teacher makes a story interesting by having it become real to the kids are 100% with it. When the teacher is a dried old hag in the book, she may be only 18 or 20, but she's a dry old hag because that's how she was taught. And her students learn nothing, and they hate school. Everybody should love school. They should love education. They should love these things. But it's a matter of how it's presented. And it's presented by such people as Paul. But even so, Paul had enough imagination, you can be sure, that when he's talking to the various churches, he was telling them stories. How many times can a minister say the four Gospels, you know? Mm-hmm. How many times can a minister... He's got to ad-lib in there. Maybe there's one phrase or one word that comes out, and then he ad-libs in there and tells illustrations and illustrations of why. And his illustrations may be good, or they may be weak, or they may be strong, or they may be whatever, you know. And so what's going to happen? What's going to happen? According to their belief, they're going to have it according to what they heard. Now, I was listening to the writing of a young man the other day, and in there, he spoke about 12, 15 different authors. And I thought to myself, boy, that's nice, you know. What do you believe? And then I got a newsletter from another outstanding young man, one of our students, and in the newsletter, I read it, and then I read on, and not once did he mention that he had been with the University of Healing. Not once did he mention any phrases that we have given, which are not important. But the thing is, that should be what he was teaching. That should be what he is living and learning, because that's what he says he's living and learning. But he quoted every other thing, even nonsensical and even non-religious people, you know. And it's very interesting. I have nothing against it, nothing against it. But the thing is, if you're going to spend that time, search out powerful statements of your philosophical conviction and put them into your life. You can be sure that Paul took powerful illustrations and put them into his talks, and his talks were very dramatic. And start looking at the writings of Paul. Look at them. And look at them from this point of view, and then see where his imagination, leave it alone, where his imagination got the best of him, where his imagination started coming into play and really pumping him into getting his audience excited. Because now, we know that Billy Graham is a super guy. I mean, you know, a super, super guy. But I don't know where in the Bible, in the teachings of Jesus at least, he said that when you go to heaven, you're going to walk on streets of gold, you know. You're going to walk on pavement of, so what? You know, gold is hard, you know. I'd rather walk on a beautiful soft carpet.
Blinding.
And blinding, too, in the sun. But the thing is, he took something that people like gold, you know, and so he built a theme around it. He built many of his sermons around it, many of his lectures. And he's exceedingly successful because that's what the people wanted to hear. Now, do the people want to hear what's really on? The medical profession these days is running afoul of scientists, because the scientists are coming up with all sorts of information about how the drugs that the people are being given are killing them, and how they're having side effects that are more difficult than the illness itself, and how certain simple vitamins and certain simple elements can be used and be very helpful. Now, whether this is true or not, don't believe everything you read. But whether this is true or not, that's something you have to find out. Now, if it really is true, you would think the world would be beating a path to its door to take it, you know, and enjoy it. Now, you hear about it, you hear about it, you hear about it, it escalates, it gets real high, and then a lot of people are taking it, and then a lot of people quit taking it because nothing happens. Mm. Nothing happens. And then it goes away. And then another one comes along. And it's just good. They're no better than the doctors, you know. But the doctors read this literature and give it to you. And the doctors give you pills that they're told will do something by the pharmaceutical companies. And yes, it'll do something. It'll kill you sooner so you don't have to have pain so long, you know. But this is what the teachings of Paul were. The teachings of Paul were telling the people what they wanted to hear and getting them excited about it. Now, it is true that we wouldn't have Christianity today if it were not for Paul and Peter and the Catholic Church. Because the Catholic Church gave foundation to the teachings of Christianity and it upheld it, you know. Otherwise, it would have probably faded away long ago, because there's not much going for it. But the Catholic Church has these promoters out there called priests, you know, and they're telling the story of the Church and telling the story of Jesus. And, of course, the Protestant Church has their promoters. They're called ministers and reverends and rabbis and things like that, you know. And interesting. But anything wrong with it? No. Anything right with it? No. What is the only thing that is right for you and for me?
To go within.
The only thing that's right for us is to do what Paul said, go within. He had that experience on the road to Damascus. We can have that experience every day of our life if we take time to meditate and go within. And Paul suggested that we do that too. And I suggest that we do that. So, this day, you go within if you wish, and you'll find it'll contradict virtually everything you ever learned, everything you ever heard. And what'll happen to you? What'll happen to you is that you'll have all sorts of great new experiences you never dreamed about, because you are opening yourself up to something very, very wonderful. So, have a wonderful day, and know that Bible stories are just springboards for you to leap off into your faith, your recognition of your divinity, and who you really are. Have a lovely day. Know I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.